Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Expectations. Investing by Michael Mauboussin reframes stock analysis around a simple but powerful idea. Market prices already embed a set of expectations about a company's future, and superior returns come from identifying when those expectations are too optimistic or too pessimistic. Rather than beginning with a story and hunting for numbers to support it, the book teaches readers to start with the price and reverse engineer the performance required to justify it. In this revised and updated edition, Mauboussin connects classic value investing discipline with modern tools from strategy, behavioral finance, and accounting analysis. The result is a practical way to think about valuation that is less about declaring a stock cheap or expensive and more about judging whether the implied expectations are realistic. Written for investors who want a structured, repeatable process, it clarifies how to translate competitive advantage, industry dynamics, and managerial decisions into measurable outcomes, and how to compare those outcomes to what the market is already assuming. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, start with the price and extract the market narrative. A core theme is that valuation should begin with what the market is saying, not what the analyst hopes is true. The book's expectations investing framework asks you to treat the stock price as a summary of collective forecasts about growth, profitability, and risk. By translating the current price into implied operating performance, you can make the debate concrete: what sales growth, margins, reinvestment needs, and competitive persistence would have to occur for today's price to be sensible. This approach helps investors avoid vague judgments like undervalued without stating compared to which expectations. It also creates a disciplined checklist for research, because once the implied assumptions are visible, you can investigate whether the company, industry, and strategy plausibly support them. The method is useful for both glamour stocks and distressed names. A high multiple may be justified if extraordinary performance is sustainable, while a low multiple may hide unrealistic pessimism about recovery. Importantly, the framework shifts analysis from forecasting absolute outcomes to evaluating relative expectations. If you can estimate a more realistic range of outcomes than the market implies, you have a potential edge. The book emphasizes that the market is often broadly right, so the goal is not to be different, but to be right when different, and to know exactly what you are disagreeing with. Secondly, reverse engineer value drivers with a structured valuation model. To make expectations tangible, the book builds on valuation fundamentals that connect enterprise value to cash flow generation. It focuses attention on the operating drivers that matter most: revenue growth, operating margins, tax rates, reinvestment, and the cost of capital. Instead of treating a discounted cash flow model as a black box, the expectations approach uses it as a translation tool between price and performance. When you reverse engineer, you can solve for a key variable or a set of variables consistent with the current stock price, such as the growth rate required over a competitive advantage period or the margin level that must be maintained. This turns valuation into a set of testable propositions. The framework encourages investors to separate two questions that are often mixed together: how good a business can be, and how good it must be to justify the price. It also highlights the importance of competitive fade, the tendency of abnormal returns to erode as rivals respond and industries mature. By making fade assumptions explicit, investors can see when a valuation depends on unusually long-lived dominance. The result is a more transparent model where sensitivity analysis is not an afterthought, but a way to identify which expectations are doing the heavy lifting and where research effort should be concentrated. Thirdly, link competitive strategy to sustainable performance. Expectations are ultimately about business economics, so the book connects valuation to competitive strategy. It encourages readers to analyze how a company creates value, how defensible that value creation is, and how industry structure shapes the distribution of profits. Rather than relying solely on historical financial statements, the framework pushes investors to evaluate the mechanisms that can sustain superior returns, such as switching costs, network effects, scale advantages, brand strength, regulation, and cost leadership. These strategic factors influence whether high margins can persist, whether growth can continue without destroying returns, and how much reinvestment is required to defend a position. The book also underscores the role of competition and mean reversion. Many firms can post strong results for a period, but few can avoid competitive pressure indefinitely. Therefore, the quality of an investment thesis depends on a realistic view of competitive dynamics and the likely pace of performance fading toward industry norms. This is where expectations investing becomes especially practical. If the stock price assumes long-term dominance, the analyst must ask what barriers make that plausible and what signals would indicate erosion. By tying strategic analysis directly to the valuation drivers embedded in the price, the reader learns to move from qualitative stories to quantified expectations that can be monitored over time. Fourthly, use accounting and financial analysis to clean the signals. A major challenge in translating expectations into operating performance is that reported accounting numbers can obscure underlying economics. The book addresses how to interpret financial statements so that the implied expectations are based on cleaner measures of profitability and investment. It emphasizes distinguishing operating results from financing choices, understanding how accruals and accounting policies affect earnings, and focusing on cash flow and returns on invested capital as central metrics. By adjusting for items that may not reflect recurring operations, investors can better estimate sustainable margins and true reinvestment needs. The expectations framework benefits from consistent definitions of invested capital, operating profit, and free cash flow so that comparisons across firms and across time are meaningful. The book also highlights how growth can be value-creating or value-destroying depending on returns relative to the cost of capital. This encourages readers to examine unit economics, working capital demands, capital intensity, and the quality of earnings, not just headline growth rates. The practical payoff is that when you reverse engineer the market price, you can judge whether the implied profitability and capital efficiency align with what the business model can plausibly deliver. It also helps investors recognize when valuation debates are really about accounting distortions rather than true differences in economic performance. Lastly, behavioral pitfalls and an evidence-based investment process. Even with solid models, investors can make poor decisions if they fall into predictable cognitive traps. The book incorporates behavioral finance insights to show why markets sometimes embed unrealistic expectations and why investors often reinforce those errors. Common pitfalls include overconfidence, anchoring on recent performance, narrative fallacy, confirmation bias, and extrapolating growth too far into the future. Expectations investing offers a process antidote. By forcing explicit statements of what the price implies, it reduces the chance of vague storytelling and helps investors test whether their view is truly differentiated. The framework also supports pre-commitment and monitoring. If you know which operating milestones must occur for the market expectations to be met, you can track leading indicators and update your thesis when evidence changes. The approach encourages probabilistic thinking and scenario analysis rather than single-point forecasts, which is crucial when outcomes are uncertain and competitive dynamics shift. It also clarifies that being early can look the same as being wrong, so investors should consider time horizon and the path of expectations changes, not just ultimate value. By combining disciplined valuation mechanics with awareness of psychological errors, the book aims to build a repeatable process that improves decision quality, risk management, and long-term results. In conclusion, this book is best suited for individual investors, equity analysts, portfolio managers, and finance students who already know basic valuation concepts and want a more rigorous way to turn them into better decisions. It is especially valuable for readers who feel stuck between two unsatisfying extremes: simplistic multiple-based judgments and complex models that produce a number without explaining why the market disagrees. The expectations investing approach benefits a reader's life by improving clarity and discipline. You learn to define exactly what must be true for an investment to work, to focus research on the few variables that matter, and to update views as new information changes the probability of outcomes. That can reduce impulsive trades, prevent overpaying for popular stories, and build confidence grounded in a repeatable process rather than gut feel. Compared with many investing books that emphasize stock picking anecdotes or generic rules, this one stands out for its practical bridge between price, strategy, and financial statements. It does not ask you to find bargains in isolation. It teaches you to evaluate whether the market's embedded expectations are realistic. That makes it a compelling purchase for anyone who wants a durable framework that can be applied across sectors, market cycles, and investment styles. If you would like to support Michael Malbison, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.